This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And also by Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Taking a look first at your news for today. The Elkton Police Department is alerting parents to the growing availability of Mitra 9 canned beverages in local stores and online. The brightly colored drinks, marketed as plant-based kava and Kratom products, resemble energy drinks and are sold at gas stations, convenience stores, vape shops, and online retailers. Police say that some of the cans clearly list Kratom extract as an included ingredient. Officials caution that although the drinks may look similar to common energy beverages, they do contain psychoactive compounds that act on brain receptors in a way comparable to opioids. Reported side effects include nausea, dizziness, drowsiness, increased heart rate, and impaired judgment. Repeated use can lead to dependence, and mixing it with alcohol can increase the risk of respiratory depression. Because Kratom products are not regulated like FDA-approved medications, the potency and the ingredients may vary, according to police. Parents are encouraged to talk with students about unfamiliar drinks and supplements, monitor for any changes in mood or behavior, and seek emergency help if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Officials said the goal of the advisory is prevention and awareness. And in other news for today, when the Lapeer City Commission meets on Tuesday, February the 17th tomorrow, they are expected to approve several recreational upgrades. The meeting was changed from Monday to today because today is President's Day. And according to the preliminary agenda, the commission is expected to approve construction of 6 pickleball courts and 2 tennis courts. Another proposed upgrade is replacing the restroom and locker room partitions at the community center, which are beginning to show their age, and also under consideration is replacing the UV system for the pool at the center as well, which is used to kill bacteria using ultraviolet light. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Heather Drabeck from Thumb Bank and Trust Bad Axe Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a 40-year-old centerline man has been sentenced to 10 months in prison for making threats towards Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Stephen Conway, who has a prior record for threatening judges and police officers, posted threats on an online dating site claiming that the governor was, quote, marked for assassination. The threats came shortly after Conway contacted a DTE Energy call center in Wisconsin warning that he would hunt down company shareholders. The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, with local law enforcement support, investigated the case. U.S. Attorney Jerome F. Gordon Jr. emphasized that threats of political violence undermine the rule of law and that public servants and citizens should be protected. And in other news for today, State Representative Timmy Beeson, a Republican from Bay City, criticized portions of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive budget proposal, objecting to roughly $800 million in new taxes and fees and a planned $400 million withdrawal from the state's rainy day fund. Beeson said Michigan families are already facing higher living costs and argue that the state government should focus on controlling spending rather than increasing taxes. Beeson acknowledged the governor's proposal includes property tax relief and about $625 million for literacy and student achievement initiatives. However, he said the tax relief should be expanded to benefit a broader group of homeowners and expressed concern that additional education funding alone may not reverse the declining literacy rates, calling for policy changes alongside financial investment. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.
The President's Day sale at Ashley & Bad Axe is kicking off with the kind of mattress deals that would make history proud. George Washington once said, better to offer no excuse than a bad one. So here's ours. We're replacing inventory, which means six mattress models are priced to go. No excuses, just incredible savings. And Honest Abe reminded us that whatever you are, be a good one. So if you're a side sleeper, back sleeper, or fall asleep watching TV sleeper, be a well-rested one. Save hundreds in our sleep gallery during our biggest mattress event of the season. But the savings don't stop there. Store-wide, take up to 25% off, accessories are up to 40% off, and clearance accessories are up to 70% off while supplies last. You can even take it home with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Ask us how. Plus, you'll also find hot buys throughout the store, including huge savings on the ModMax modular sectional. Build it your way with the Nuvella next-gen performance fabric that's easy to clean and a modular design you can arrange and rearrange as your needs change. The President's Day sale is happening now for a limited time at Ashley & Bad Axe.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Monday, February the 16th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries and Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop on into one of their offices today. And also by Ashley Home Store Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.